Have you spent a bit of time in your time in the rental market? You put the bond in, you do the right thing, you live in the homestead, you leave, and you don't get the bond money back for one reason or another. There is a term for it called bond theft, and Senior Policy Officer from the Tenants Union, Ned Kutcher, is going to talk to us about that. Good morning, Ned. Is this a common thing, or is it one of the top questions that tenants ask you from time to time?
It is fairly common. It's in the top three questions that we get called for advice and information about. Data from the Rental Bond Board tells us that most people actually get their bond back in full. The majority of bonds are recovered without a dispute. But where disputes do happen, we're hearing from people a lot because they don't agree that what the landlord's claiming is right.
So what are some of the common issues that seem to cause bond theft that you're coming up against, Ned?
Oh, look, there's a range of things. Most of the time, it's landlords who really don't understand what they're entitled to, asking for a little bit more than they should be, or getting the evidence wrong. It's really about, as I see it, landlords just not really understanding how it all works.
For sure. So I remember in my time when I was renting, one of the things we did when we moved in, and we actually sort of took a video. Oh, a whistle in your background there.
Yeah,
on the football field, Ned. Is that what's happening?
I'm stuck on a train station, actually. I've been stranded by the trains this morning, but sorry.
Well, we took a video. I guess my cynical personality, I wanted to make sure I got that money back at the end of my time. So we took a video just to make sure that when we left it, we were going to leave the place in the same condition that we had. But how do landlords go about ripping off tenants? How can they actually do it?
Look, it's that kind of issue, I guess. It's questions of what your evidence is compared to what the landlord's evidence is. It comes down to the ingoing condition report and comparing that to the outgoing condition report. So if you're not, as a tenant you've moved in and you haven't really taken an ingoing condition report seriously, then that can have a big impact on you later on down the track. When the landlord says, there's a broken window pane that needs fixing, you know it was like that all along, but you didn't record it in your ingoing condition report, then you've got a problem with evidence and the landlord's possibly going to get away with it.
I guess the thing is to just be totally aware of the conditions of the house. It might seem common sense, but make sure that you know what the condition of the house is when you move in, so that when it's going out, you don't want to get stuck with something, do you?
That's right. So it's taking your condition report seriously, making sure you go through the place with a fine-tooth comb, but it's also making sure any requests that you make for repairs or maintenance while you're in the property are well documented, so that if there is a problem at the end of the lease that hasn't been resolved, you can say, well, I did raise that with you and I did ask you to fix it. That's actually not my fault. That's yours.
And I guess, Ned, with technology the way it is today too, with messaging on your phone and emails and all of that sort of thing, there's really no excuse for slipping up on your part on this, is there? Because it's quite easy to get it to document it.
It is, but I guess you've got to be careful that you don't end up with a whole lot of information spread out over a number of different platforms. If you're communicating, with email or text messaging or whatever, you need to make sure you're keeping a sort of central record of all those communications. Because if you find yourself in the tribunal on a bond claim, that's evidence, and you're going to want to make sure that it tells the story that you need it to.
Absolutely. Now, if we do have an issue with this, how can tenants go about? What's their first step of getting a resolution?
Oh, look, I think first things first, you need to understand what your rights are. Our website is www.tenants.org.au. We've got fact sheets there. We've also got a contact details for the Hunter Tenants Advice and Advocacy Service, so people can get in touch with someone and you can have a conversation with and ask, what's going on here and how do I resolve it. That's probably the first thing, and take it from there.
Some great advice, Ned, and I think it just comes back to simply of knowing what your rights are and being informed and paying attention from the start. Thank you for your time this morning. I'll let you get back on the train.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Okay. Ned Kutcher joining us from the Tenants Union, and I guess it is that simple. Pay attention when you move in so you don't get stuck with a problem when you move out.